The other night we were over at the campground. We were having a little a party or celebration or whatever with RV builders. And someone came up to me and said, "You got to go talk to those high school kids that just made an RV-10. You got to have them on your show." And I turned around and it was Brian and Brandy Unrein. And I knew they're not high school kids. They're 30 years old. And I said, I don't know, about 30 years old. And I said, first, they're not high school kids. And second, they're already on my show. And they're on my show right now. Welcome.
Thank you.
Great to see you. You're from Georgia. You got an RV-10. It took you, 20 months?
Yes, yeah. 20
build?
Months.
Yeah.
All right. Give me the story. Whose idea was it?
it was his idea. He had got his pilot's license, and we decided that we wanted our own plane. So we went looking for one to buy and couldn't find what we wanted that we could afford.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then we ran across Kip Planes, and I didn't even know you could build a plane in your garage.
Either, really. We didn't know anything about it. Yeah. As a matter of fact, this is a testament to the community. I found the Vans Air Force website and then found the white pages, mm-hmm. and I just looked for somebody in our city, and I just called them up right then and there. And the nicest guy ever, Jim Lawrence, he chatted with me and answered like all my questions, which were ridiculous questions because I was asking him like way ahead of myself. I'm like, so what about the engine and things that you wouldn't even need to think about till way later.
Yeah, and then you went back to Brandy and you
said... No, I called her. Yeah, I called Brandy.
We're going to do an RV-10.
Well, I was out of town for work, so I called her on the phone and she didn't have any idea about any of this. And I go... Well, first it's like, hey, how are you? Got to warm her up first. then I go, so what do you think about us building an airplane? And she's like, not without even hesitation, she's like, okay.
Really?
She's the best.
Must be love.
She's just awesome.
And I like to build things in general. So when he said, let's build an airplane, that sounded really fun. And we enjoy just doing things together anyway. So
yeah.
So
you started building.
We purchased a tail cone somewhat finished.
Oh, it was somebody else's project?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we brought it back home in September of 2010.
Yeah.
And we had to do a couple of ADs on it because it was an older model, I guess.
Right.
And then we ordered the wings, and when they showed up, we went straight at it. We had done the practice.
We had to watch YouTube videos how to rivet first.
Yeah, we watched YouTube videos on how to rivet. And the EAA Home Builder videos, we watched a lot of those.
Yeah, the hints for
those
home
are
builders.
Good. Those are
very
good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Very good.
You don't build an RV-10, or really that I know of, any other home built in 20 months without sacrificing something. Did you have to sacrifice anything?
We don't
anything
have any friends anymore. And
I know now that that's not true.
No, we have tons of new
yeah.
friends now.
Yeah.
We don't have any children.
Yeah,
and
no kids
so that's a lot of time that most people don't have.
Yeah.
With me helping out, we sacrificed home-cooked meals and clean kitchen floors.
And also, I didn't tend to the lawn very well and things like that.
Yeah. A plane's better than a lawn. You can't fly a lawn.
Right.
For sure.
Did you work, what percentage of it was worked on together, and then what percentage of it would you just go off and work on something your own? And then did that cause any problems or anything when you proceed somewhat where
we were at
each
other's throats when we first
started.
Oh, tell
me more.
Well, we didn't work well together at all.
We didn't
know
how to work together because we never
from the beginning, I was kind of nervous that it was not going to be a good journey.
Yeah.
But we really learned how to work together, and I like to say that we've kind of strengthened our marriage because of it.
Nice.
And
yeah,
but
totally.
I would say to answer your question, the percentage of time on our own versus separate is probably 50-50.
Yeah, did. We did a lot of the metal work together. The riveting, I would buck, and he would just rivet, and
then
we'd get in a pattern.
Then
and
I told her that she was privileged to have the doors assigned to her.
That was nice.
Yeah,
so then came the fiberglass work, and I did most of the fiberglass work, and he did all the firewall forward and electrical stuff.
Yeah.
So
by that stage of the build, You've kind of got your left brain and your right brain separated out, and who's the fiberglass person, who's
mm-hmm.
the electrical
mm-hmm.
person.
Yep.
So you can really be working on two separate
absolutely.
Components
and
at
I
once.
Think that's one of the reasons we were able to
finish it
pretty quickly.
So quickly, yeah.
Oh, man. man. I have to be careful here because my wife drove over to Oshkosh today and might be listening.
But she still listens to you?
Yeah, well, no. And I want to make clear she was very supportive, if skeptical, of the project. But she had zero interest in bucking rivets and often said, man, that's your project. That's not mine. There's a lot of guys who are envious, really envious.
Oh, yeah.
Of the notion of having a spouse be as into the project
as
each of you
are. How do you find a girl like that?
Yeah, how do you find a girl like that?
I'm not giving away that secret. Well, actually, I already got mine, so I guess I can divulge.
Well, I don't think he knew when he found me.
No, it's just as extra bonus.
How long have you been married?
It'll be 4 years in November.
Yeah. And then the RV10 strengthened your marriage.
Yes.
So you'll need an RV14, you know, soon to keep it strong.
I kind of like the 12. So maybe when this one's done and.
Do you think you found a new avocation of home building? I mean, that you didn't know about before, and now, I mean, let me put it this way: do you miss building? Is there any kind of builder's withdrawal?
I'm not done yet. I'm still working.
She's not done yet.
No.
You're done, but she's not done.
I'm flying.
I'm doing the interior all myself. Nice. I'm covering the seats and making the side panels and everything else. So I'm still working on that
part. So maybe you'd miss it, though, soon afterwards.
I think I would miss it soon afterwards.
Brian, you're living the dream here.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is. So what was the least enjoyable part of building?
For me, it was sanding the fiberglass. I hate that part. So I'm like, here, Brian, help me.
Nice. Oh, yeah. If you really loved me, you'd take this down to a 300 grit.
Yeah.
What about you, Brian? What was your favorite?
Well, I got to say, and this is something you can relate to, is the cowling. I mean.
Oh, please.
You know, I got to it, and I did exactly what the plans vaguely said to do, and then I just got so frustrated. I couldn't even. You can ask Brandy. I storm in there. This is stupid. Like, right. I just went to fifth grade level.
Right.
Stupid.
And so Brandy said, there must be somebody stupider than you out there building a cowling. And what happened?
Well, I watched your some videos.
Yeah.
And no.
I had put these videos on YouTube.
They were helpful, actually.
Yeah, they'd be short 10-minute videos, 9 minutes of which were me scratching my head saying
I
didn't know what was going on.
It was very relieving because that's the exact process I went through. So
they're still there, by the way. For all the other potential home builders, they're called the Cowling
Chronicles.
I made
a few too. They were a bunch of just me going, I don't know what to do. So I finally called
it turned
my
out
friend.
Though to be because I was using those videos to look for help. Basically, I was saying, here's what doesn't make sense. Here's what doesn't make sense. Here's what doesn't make sense. Where do I go from here? And then the community would, you know, not make me feel too stupid and tell me what it was, and then I'd make another video.
That's awesome. And
that's a big part of
the community is great.
There were people who built planes before there was the internet.
I don't know how they did it.
Yeah. What was it like flying in Oshkosh? What you expect it to be like?
Well, we were here before I knew it. We were over Ripon, and then we got to Fisk and turned. And I was expecting to go a little bit further, I guess, before you saw anything. And then all of a sudden, I look over, and I was like, oh my gosh, there it is.
Well, and we had heard horror stories from people like, oh, you don't want to fly there. You know, it's dangerous and too many planes. And
yeah, I hear that.
So we were a little spooked, but it was not bad at all.
No,
it was
great. No big deal. You just
fun.
Do what they say, and you're here.
Yeah. Well, it would be helpful if folks would stop telling war stories about RV. I was behind a J3 Cub going my 190 miles an hour, and there was that Cub doing 60. And then I was, I've told this story before. I would say, that's why I don't want to fly into Oshkosh. And then they would always say, oh, but it's so much fun. Well, what's your big piece of advice? There's a couple out there, I'm sure, right now listening, still on the fence about building. They've probably looked at a bunch of different planes here. Maybe they're concerned about the cost, but maybe in the back of their mind they're wondering if their relationship can survive the challenges of and I don't think we need to minimize. There really is a challenge to any relationship when you're building, even if your partner isn't helping. What's your big piece of advice?
Well, just try it and stick with it. And sometimes you do get discouraged and you get tired of working on it, and there would be sometimes I wouldn't go out there for a week just because I was over it, I was tired of it, I wanted to do something else, but that feeling went away just as quick as it came. I just take a break from it occasionally and then go right back at it, and that always seemed to help for us.
What about you, sir?
What do you think? As far as the component of like stressing a relationship, I think we had it pretty easy because we were both involved in it. So I'm not sure if I could have great advice for a couple like were, you know, maybe the spouse was just not really interested, but I guess we, I mean, we both had to compromise, and I guess that's probably just a universal truth in marriage. You you can't force something, and you know, if you need to have a little quality time away from the plane and stuff like that.
Do you fly, Brandy?
Not yet.
Do you want to?
I do. I plan on getting my license soon. So
you know, I watch. This is always an interesting thing that I watch. The guy always drives the car for some reason. What's going to happen when you know you have your certificate?
I don't know.
I'm already like, you're controlled. She's like, uh-uh.
Well, that's because I don't know yet. But I'm sure we'll probably split it up. I mean, and it would be nice for cross-country trips, too, with both of us being able to fly.
You have big plans where to go with the...
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go everywhere.
We're
really big ice hockey fans, so we said that we're going to go see an NHL game in every city.
You should come up to the state of hockey, which is Minnesota,
love to.
By the way. your first flight was what? About the second week of June.
Yep.
It was June 16th.
Did you have a 40-hour phase one?
I did.
Wow.
I flew How'd you do that?
Do you work?
I know, right? I do. Yeah. Well, just every... I had taken like a few days off of work. Yeah. And so I had like 5 or 6 days in a row, and I would just go out, and I timed it wonderfully with the heat wave. So I was flying like 104-degree day at one point, and I would just go... You know, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, or more if I could stand it.
Yeah.
And I did all 40 in like 2 or 3 weeks. But I was really, as fun as it was, I was really, my motivation was to get Brandy up in the air, because it wasn't really, I just felt like it's not fair. I mean, she built half of it.
Right.
She should be getting to enjoy it.
Brian and Brandy Unrein are builders of an RV-10, which they just finished, which they flew into Oshkosh the other night. I'm pretty sure I saw them holding hands and smiling at each other. And they really are the toast of the home building community, at least the RV community, for what they've accomplished together. And you guys are my heroes now, too. That's awesome.
Thanks,
I'm looking forward to seeing you every year. If you're coming back next year?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Good. Great to see you. Safe travels back home when you head back, and good luck with the fiberglass and finishing up stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you.